The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Today we got a fun, unique, new episode style that we're going to drop on you guys. We got a hot seat and we got five fun questions that are thought-provoking. I think you'll take some inspiration, maybe some investment ideas, but certainly a little bit of entertainment from this. And this is an example of get to know where our mindsets are, where we're investing our time and energy. Without further ado, let's dive into these questions.
Hold your station, this education is relevant. The motivation through conversation is evident. We're talking spiritual body mind development. This is the manhood experiment.
Before we continue, we need your help. We'd like to reach more like-minded people just like you and share our knowledge on personal growth, health, and success. So can you do us a favor and in your podcast app, hit the subscribe button and give us a 5-star review and leave us an encouraging comment. Do it right now while you listen to this episode. That will help us know you're listening and that you care, and that little action will help us reach more folks. Now back to our show. What is up, everyone? Welcome back to the Manhood Experiment. Back with the boys. We got T-Rex, we got Dreams, and myself, J-Dragon, in the house, ready to drop some fire on you guys. Today, we got a fun, unique, new episode style that we're going to drop on you guys. We got a hot seat. I'm going to be taking some questions that we've had submitted to us, and we got five fun questions that are thought-provoking. I think you'll take some inspiration, maybe some investment ideas, but certainly a little bit of entertainment from this. So we're going to keep this one fun. We're going to do a hot seat. We're all going to answer one of these questions as we go around, at least give our opinions. Before we get there, you know, just checking the temperature and the tone with the fellas over here. What's good, T? What's good, Dreams?
What's good? Big Dreams in the house. You already know.
Watch your mouth.
T-Rex, how you feeling? Watch your mouth.
I'm good. I'm excited for this episode. And Jay, you were saying every once in a while we're going to do a hot seat like this.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
I like it.
I think there's a lot of fun here. I think what you're going to see going forward is we want to, just like we are the Manhood Experiment, you are the Manhood Experiment. We're going to be doing some challenges, so we'll be following along, trying them out with you. We can learn from everything that we get to do. And this is an example of get to know where our mindsets are, where we're investing our time and energy. Without further ado, let's dive into these questions. So first question is, what do you currently find interesting or currently fascinated with? So just a topic. I am going to kick that over to, and this could be anything, you know, it could be with work, outside work. Dreams, what do you think?
Oh, man. Well, I'm definitely transitioning into more of an entrepreneur with music. So I've been a huge music enthusiast. I've been educating myself on YouTube with different technology as technology is always changing. One of our episodes, we talked about the impact of auto-tune. So now they have AI and these new concepts that are being applied to music. Mm. And learning about these new pieces of software is making the process easier. It's giving me a more satisfied outcome of my product, and it's allowed me to connect to, you know, my audience and find my targeted audience. With so much technology that we didn't have before, you can truly be the master of your own journey now. So I'm
the maestro, the maestro, adapting and evolving. You got
I
it,
like
baby.
That.
yeah,
I'm enjoying it, man. I'm learning so much. I'm studying all the time. YouTube University, the information is out there. That's what's so cool about it. It's free information out there that you have to either mentor under somebody or intern for free to get this information. Now you can do it yourself. It's amazing. I love it.
I wonder if you're like me. I have all these folders of like my watch later folders on YouTube and all that. And I can just start to build up. But anytime I get myself some free time, I could never be bored, you know, because I think there's so much fun stuff to learn and take action with.
Yes, sir. And that's like, that could be applied to any industry. Any industry. You want to learn it is there. YouTube University.
We're very fortunate. T, what are you currently interested in or fascinated in your life right now?
So You know, growing up, I used to watch my dad. He had a passion for film. Yep. And I, you know, it's only lately, because I was so busy with work and building businesses and stuff like that. And these days, I finally found, I rekindled a passion, I should say, and it's cinematography. And what that is, it's really a study of how to shoot something that makes it look cinematic. And that involves camera movement, lighting, how to shape and wrap light. It's such a deep study of that. Light can portray emotions and feelings. Like when you watch Star Wars, the white and black contrast, the Blade Runner 2049, it's like an orange teal color. It has feelings within that, and editing as well as storytelling. And the cool thing about this, as Dreams was talking about AI, is that technology and cost of equipment, cinema equipment, has gotten so much cheaper than, let's say, even like 10 years ago. And so it's such a low entry hobby, a passion to do. And so that is have my interest for these days.
That's hot. I dig it. I like it. I've seen some of your footage and some of the work that you've been playing around with. And that's truly an art. It's something I know with our business, we've hired multiple digital creators and video workers, and it's truly a talent. And when you're having fun with it, it shows.
Thanks.
Yes, sir.
Currently, I'm interested specifically, you know, I'm always interested in all things health, but specifically, I came across this wildcat, Brian Johnson, who he's a tech guy who sold off a company that had to do something with PayPal stuff, upwards of $1 billion range.
Okay.
And he's spending, right now, apparently he's spending $2 million a year to try to like slow down his aging. And at first I was like, that's kind of shallow, you know, because I hear, like, what is your pursuit? What is your reason?
Yo, I saw that.
Yeah. But when I broke down and I actually watched a little episode, I listened to an interview with him and watched some of his stuff on YouTube. He's got a cool story. I mean, basically, he wrecked his health from like working way too much and having a bad work-life balance. And so now he's trying to undo some of that damage that he did. And he's documenting the process. So I think it's priceless that you get to watch what he's doing. He's spending millions of dollars. Some of the stuff, obviously, I think is a little unnecessary and a little extreme. But where I'm fascinated is this idea of biological age versus chronological age. I've talked about this for a while, but for example, your chronological age, you know, it could be 37, but if you didn't play your cards so great, maybe you're 43 or 50. You know, and we have all seen people that are in their 60s. I think 60s is that age where like you really see people make a big difference. Like some people age not so gracefully. And what you're able to see with what he does, he's got this program called Blueprint, is a breakdown of just looking at lab work on a monthly basis and then utilizing things like peptides and different supplements and different forms of exercise. And he's tested out all kinds of diets, you know, plant-based and avoiding these foods and fasting and how sleep has an effect. And I think it's fun, obviously extreme, but if you watch that and you can borrow some of these ideas, it's fun to look at that type of data. And there's a huge group of people like in the subreddit forum, where there's like 3,000 plus people that are trying out all these things and measuring their chronological age. And I think it's just a reminder, hey, start doing some lab work and see how long you can stay young. Because I think that's a mindset and a way of life, essentially.
I like that.
Quick question, Jay. Is that Brian Johnson's from Philosopher Notes? Was it a different guy?
You know, when I first heard that name, it's not. I love that. Brian Johnson, who's like one of my biggest idols in the world, started this program called Philosopher's Notes, and then he's just a guy that's taken wisdom and delivered it in a really digestible form.
It's a different guy.
Yeah. Just a different Brian Johnson.
Gotcha.
Who is a tech guy who's turned back the clock. Like he claims that all of his body tissue and this and that is like at the age of, in his late 20s, but he's also very transparent and said that his liver and different issues, you know, he's still trying to work things out. That's for some, might not be for others.
Got you. Certain organs are harder to repair than others. Got you.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And based on genetics and lifestyle factors, certainly. All right, next question we got.
What you got next?
Is this is a fun one. I think this could really go a lot of different ways, but best investment under $1,000 that has increased the quality of your life or business. So this could really be a lot. I think that $1,000 is a breaking point for certain things, but we'll mix it up a little bit different. We'll start with T this time. Under $1,000, best investment that's increased the quality of your life or business.
Yeah. The first thing I was thinking about is I bought hundreds of books And that for me at the time was, I think, improved the quality of my life. But the answer that really I'm thinking about is investing in people, taking friends out for dinner, paying for the dinner. There's this guy, he had his documentary he wanted to screen in the movie theater, and he's raising funds, and I donated towards his cause. And I think it's when you invest in people and what they're doing, people will remember you and how you treat them and how you supported them. And I think that goes a long way. It's not necessarily the popular answer, but I think investing in people and relationships in some form, in some creative form, could help. That's my answer to that.
I like that answer.
Yeah.
I like it because it's not immediately what you think an investment would be.
Yeah.
Think monetary typically. So I like that answer.
Yeah.
Right over to you, Mr. Dreams.
Oh, it's my turn. Okay. And does it have to be business or is it just life?
No, I just think $1,000, like, and it could be $50, whatever it is. I think it's just an idea, something recently or maybe in the last year that has increased the quality of your happiness life. It could be an Instant Pot. It could be a waffle griddle. It could be something music related. Yeah.
All right. Can I do more than one? All right. I got a fun one. I just invest in this Keurig. The reason this Keurig is important because the caffeine that coffee provides because in the caffeine. Morning when you're a walking zombie and your kid's waking up at 2:30 a.m. and 3:40 a.m. random times, is so necessary to just be able to get up and get the house moving. So that's been one of my favorite investments that I made. It was only like $100, but it's been working for me. As you see, I'm enjoying it right now. So that's my fun one. A more serious one has been, I've been putting some energy into my music. So I purchased a door for about $400, and I used this door to then build a studio booth. So I had to put some elbow grease into it, but that investment's given me so much more back. I've been able to record other artists. I've been able to record myself without disturbing the household. It's convenient. I can record anytime I want. I can generate an income from it. So it's been a huge benefit just to have this Home Depot door that used to be an outside door and repurposed it for the door for a studio booth. And I looked online, these booths cost like $5,000 for somebody to ship you a studio booth that you still have to put together. And like, $5,000, I can't do it. Can't fathom it.
Yeah.
I could do this myself.
Yeah.
So I got there, did it myself, put about $400 in the door and about $200 for the wood and drywall and stuff like that. Built it, serving purpose over and over again.
Mm.
One of the best investments this year.
Oh, I love it, man. That's a good one. That's unique. I like that. I like it. For myself.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny. There's that breaking point. Like, I can think of a few things that were a little over $1,000. Like, I upgraded my computer after over 10 years. It helped life out quite a bit. But under $1,000, I'm going to go first tech-wise. I'll say I did get the new iPad Pro, which I use for editing, like video and entertainment purposes. And I have the Magic Keyboard, so it allows me to kind of have like a mini laptop that's easier to pack around. But just mainly, it makes my life easier for editing content, video and photos especially. And then next little bonus I'd say is courses and coaching, I think, and lessons. You know, so tennis lessons. I had to get my tennis game back. It's something that I love. I paid to have lessons. It helped me understand and like get back to where I used to be faster and understand the game a whole lot better. And I felt like that was a good investment. And then courses. I did a copywriting course recently and coaching in the past. I feel like that's a really good investment to invest in yourself. So,
okay.
That's that.
Investing in yourself, it seems like, is a commonality that we're seeing here. Yeah. Investing in passion projects or personal things that you're interested in, specifically they cater to you, what you love and enjoy. I like it.
All right, on to the next. We got, how about, it could be related to this or unrelated, but what you see in the world right now, what is a new business that you are investing in or would invest in? So that could be something artificial intelligent wise. It could be personal business idea. It could be a product that you like and you're just like, that's good. I would like to invest in that. Or just something that you're just reading in the world right now. We'll start with Dreams.
Ah, you switched it up on us. I'm ready for it. I'm ready for it.
Yeah.
So there's a few different companies out there. As you know, the digital age is upon us. So right now I've been looking for companies on the financial side that are related to semiconductors, because I'm really big into like EVs and I have an EV myself. So I've been finding companies that may not be so large right now.
When you say EVs, what do you mean EVs?
Like electric vehicles.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, they need semiconductors for some of the chips that they need to create the technology for these vehicles. And in America, we don't have a lot of these companies. We have a lot of these companies, but a lot of the major companies that we have with like vehicles and motor companies, they're not technically using our home-based companies, right? They're using companies from other countries and things like that. So there's a push from the government that we want more in-house products. We want to be able to start doing this thing ourselves. And that's when we get the tax benefits for the companies that are following suit and actually taking these steps. So I'm trying to reverse engineer it and like, well, what do these companies need to do this? So it's been really interesting finding these little spots. I wish that I can give the companies out, but because of my license, I'm not able to do that for you guys because I'll be making a recommendation. But the type of businesses, these are the type of businesses I've been looking for. If you wanted a little tip of how to dreams invest and find.
I like it.
And make good financial investments. Hopefully that helps.
That's good. T?
I would say that's the exact one I was going for, electric vehicles as well. I had that on my list. When you said EVs, I just wanted to make sure. But
Double down.
Yeah, I see people are dissing these electric vehicles and saying, those things are California and they're as new age stuff. And listen, a couple not so long ago, we were on horse and carriages. And before that, we were just walking. You know, that was not too long ago, right? And I think that EVs, as you call it, dreams, it's a future. And I look at companies like Ford. Now, Warren Buffett always say, like, you have to really understand what you're investing in and understand a company, understand a business, etc. So this is something I'm looking at. I'm not expert at, but I look at Ford and how they're pushing. And Ford has been here for a while, and they're going to be around for a while. And does it make sense to invest in companies like that? But EVs are on my radar, but short. And so dreams, I think we both agree on that.
Yeah, we could have one off.
I like it.
Hey, listeners, this is Big Dreams. And I just wanted to take a moment to thank you all for listening to today's episode of The Manhood Experiment. Please follow us on TikTok and Instagram at Manhood Experiment. There, you'll find the latest giveaways and some very funny behind-the-scenes moments. Now, back to the show. All right, Jay, you in a hot seat, sir? What you want to invest in? What you got?
Yeah, just quick, I think, you know, I've been talking a lot about the future of healthcare. I think we're looking at a personalized nutrition is going to become more personalized. And I think that I've seen some cool companies that are doing things with a combination of genetic testing and then implementing how we make these changes. And so I think with the rise in people that having digestive issues and all the stressors that we have, I just feel like I would be looking at things in healthcare that are solving these issues for people, you know, whether it's wearables like glucose trackers to continuous glucose meters, so all kinds of different things. But especially the genetic testing is something I think is going to be a more common thing that we can get a snapshot and personalize what we're doing to influence our genetic expression and all that.
I love what you just said because it's real. I'm not sure if the listeners really know what he's saying when he's like glucose meters, like people that have diabetes. There's technology now to where someone doesn't have to prick their finger every day. And if you're in the industry and you're experiencing that, to you, that's almost like, that's music to your ears. I don't have to prick my finger every day. So those type of technologies, definitely I see some businesses out here in California that are really doing it. San Diego. You spot on, man. I feel like you're going to be one of those guys that when you're 50, you're still going to look like 34 or 35.
Hey, it's about feeling 34, 35 too. I think that's a big thing too. So continue. I got a lot of adventures that I want to continue to be a part of. So
I hear that.
On to the next, we got, okay, this is a fun one. So relationship tip or lesson that you've earned or been exposed to in the last year. And so this could be personal, wife, girlfriend, spouse, friend, anything, you know, relationship. And I'll start this one out right here. So,
okay,
first of all, always be learning. Do not get too comfortable. But I think a tip, I'll give a couple things. the big idea of being curious over judgmental. Much easier said than done. But in the moment, if you can pause and have that moment to be curious over judgmental, because you could be wrong, and you have to give yourself that possibility or buy into that. And then ask the person in issues, do you want my opinion or feedback, or do you just want somebody to listen to? That can save you a lot of trouble.
That's a big one, yeah.
Yeah, and that's a loaded one.
Repeat that again for the listeners. I feel that's a big one.
So if you find yourself wanting to jump in, and again, maybe it's because it comes from a judgmental place or whatever,
yeah.
Ask yourself, your spouse or your partner, do you want opinion or feedback, or do you just need someone to listen to?
Yeah.
That will save you a lot of friction and fights.
So I'm always learning that.
Definitely, especially as men.
Yeah, we are. Yeah. That's why I'm here to remind you. Next one is, you know, I'd like to think that I'm just a thoughtful person, but it's something that, call it what you want. Like, I think we have to train ourselves to do that because we get caught up in life. And if you're in a relationship, the whole idea here is not getting too comfortable and plan something. Take some time, even if you have to remind yourself, like it's a meeting, to just to plan something as small as it is, a date, a surprise type of thing. But those, whether it's spontaneous or not, just planning something as like a surprise will keep things fun and show that you care, you're putting thought into things, you're able to create some more memories. I say that because recently I was proud of myself of planning something ahead of time, and it was so worth it. I was thinking all the things I could have spent my time and money on. I'm so happy that I planned this little surprise, you know, event type of thing.
Investing in your relationship. That's one of the best returns you can get. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yep. And we're going to kick it over to you, T. What you got?
So Christmas last year, I went back to Trinidad and I spent time with parents and friends and stuff. And I realized something, that my dad, I hadn't seen him for years. And the reason why is I didn't have a green card. I couldn't travel. And so when I finally got it, I went to Trinidad first time in, I think, 5 years. And, you know, just seeing my dad aging, it was one of those times where you realize it's my dad. I've probably seen him for the most time I've spent with him is already gone. And I'll only see him a handful of times again. So there's the cliche of spend time with loved ones. But I think when you look at your parents or that aging relative, and they're here today, they're gone tomorrow. So I feel like what I do, and the tip is, I guess, it's literally scheduling things on your calendar. Like every week, every Sunday, I call my dad without fail. I try not to miss that. And I think if you just say, yeah, I'll talk to parents, or I'll talk to this one whenever, it wouldn't happen. You know, just so much time passes. So I think that's something that really struck me. Like, time is going by and time waits on no one. And you schedule it and, you know, spend as much quality time on the phone or video or in person. So yeah, that's my tip.
I like it. It's a good one.
That's a really good one.
Dreams.
Yo, man, you just struck a chord for me. I had one, then I kind of switched it when I heard you, because I'm always talking about my relationship with my dad, right? And it's changed over time to where it was just very gritty at first. He wanted me to be this way, and almost like a young version of who he was at the time, which is not who I wanted to be. He was almost like a womanizer, egotistical, you know, those type of toxic traits that I'm like, I don't want to possess those. I see how it's affecting you in your life. As he got older, he's changed. So I had to allow him to be who he now is. So talking about kind of what Jay was saying, surprising somebody, me and my wife chose to, now that my baby boy is born and my baby girl is born, he has not seen my kids since they were born. So like for 4 years, I haven't seen my dad in person. We've been in California, he's been in Florida. So we surprised him. His birthday is actually May 14th, Mother's Day. He's double dipping, right? And then we flew down to Florida, surprised him, and I got it on video and everything. I caught him. So I'm talking to him like, hey, Pops, you know, what's going on? And as I'm walking out, I see him talking on the phone. He doesn't know I'm like 15 feet away from him. So like, how's it going? He's like, oh man, God is good. Like, he's completely different. He's like, God is good. He's a deacon at the church and everything. He's walking out of church and he's so focused on his phone call. It's almost crazy because he looks at me, he puts his hand up like, hold on, stop. You're invading my space. I'm talking to my son right now.
this is what's important. And I'm like, he's so focused on talking to me, he doesn't recognize that I'm in front of him right now. So he takes a second. He finally recognizes that it's me. And he's like, his heart's just like, oh, man, you got me. Oh, man. But just having that moment of how much a priority I am to him has changed my perspective as well of being able to be forgiving. So I would say in relationships, be willing to forgive. Allow people to grow and be who they are now. Don't just hold them to their past mistakes and who they were. And it's also going to free yourself. You know what I mean? It's going to free you. I don't say that in like the corny version. I say it because I'm going through it now. I'm living it. And that's where I'm at. So I appreciate you sharing your story, T. That was a very vulnerable moment. As men, we don't do it enough. We hold and we pack everything in. So good question, Jay. Good question.
Good answer, T. Good answer, yeah.
All right. I love it. That's good, man. Both of those were good solid reminders. I like that a lot. The forgive thing is so big. We can get caught up in, man, you haven't called me in forever. This person didn't call me, this and that. And they could be thinking the same thing. And, you know, just stop that silly stuff and pick up the phone or go, you know,
make the call,
just go visit.
Initiate. Yeah.
Love it. Last one for y'all. So this is just a fun, quick one. I like the idea of calling your shot, you know, like I'm going to hit this shot, whatever it is, you know. So biggest shot that you're calling in for your business in the next year. It could be a goal for income, blah, blah, blah. Just what shot are you calling? We'll start with dreams.
Okay. Big shot caller, big dreams. It's an easy goal. This year, I just want to make 20K in revenue on music alone. You know, I worked a 9-to-5 in finance. I'm killing it on that side. So it's like the same relationships or the ways I develop relationships on that side, and I've developed these clients and relationships that trust me here. I want to develop the same type of relationships with clients in music and in this creative space and my entrepreneurial role. So that's a goal for me. That's how I'm going to meet this 20K in revenue this year. And I have a couple of different products or services that I'll be providing to do so. So I'm excited about it. And it's, you know, real modest, real humble number.
No, I think it's beautiful, man. I think having something real there rather than like, oh, a lot, or I want to do this, like that gives you something to aim for. And it's so powerful just having something specific to aim for. So, and I know you're going to hit it.
Thank you, brother.
And beyond. IT, call your shot.
Yeah, when I think about this question, these days I've been listening to Arnold Schwarzenegger, reading one of his books and listening to some of his comments online, watching some of his videos online. And this is something he always talks about, you know, just having a specific clear vision, a goal, a blueprint. For him, it was Reg Park when he saw that magazine and how Reg Park became a Hollywood actor and a bodybuilder and followed that. So I think that's super important. I think for me, it's to build one of the companies to a point where we are able to, it's sellable. Because, you know, it's just like a couple of years now I've been doing this, I've been in the grind, and, you know, this is your baby and it's kind of like growing and growing, growing. And one day it's just like, all right, it's time to take it to the next level and someone else could take it to a bigger dream and I could focus on other passion projects. And that's the beauty of it. So I think building one of these businesses to a respectable amount that we can sell it.
I like
that's
it.
That's huge. I'm excited for you, man.
That's hot. Get Thanks, clear yeah. on what that goal is and what you got to do to get to it.
Yeah. It's all about numbers, man. It's a lot of times about just looking at numbers every day. And yeah.
Have you been able to kind of, I know I got an extra question. I'll make it real quick. Have you been able to kind of pinpoint which of maybe the three or two businesses that it will be? That way you can kind of start focusing.
I know the exact business. I know the business, which one it will be in. Yeah, so.
Then you're going to hit it, man.
Yeah, it's all in time. You see my bank account. You work at a certain bank, so you know the numbers.
Yes, no secret. I'm T's financial manager.
We're hitting it and getting it, baby.
We walk it like it, how we talk it over here. You got Jay giving his health coach. You got me, his financial coach. Like we, and then T's my business coach. So like we work with this intertwined rope, man. You guys don't know that. Now you do. That's the secret. The secret's out.
There you go.
All right, Jay, hit us with one more, baby. What you got?
All right. Yeah, so a shot I'm calling, we're going to go for something I'm going to make happen within the next year, hosting a retreat, something tropical with some waves, health-focused retreat. Mm-hmm. I think with my business, it's been a goal of mine to bring people together and immerse them in an experience that teaches good habits, teaches people how to deal with stress and manage energy better. So I'm putting the pieces into that. It's going to be somewhere tropical and nice, and I mean, could be close to home too. And then also calling that I got a streaming service portion coming of our business with the EMS and everything we're doing.
Nice.
When we launch that, it's going to be at 1,000. I'm hoping within a year we'll be at 1,000 subscribers. I think that's going to be an easy shot to call.
Yes, sir.
But nice.
That'll change the game up. So those were our fun questions. Maybe we'll do this again here soon with a new style. But I think it's fun just to see what you guys, where you're investing your energy. We talked about investment, like money, this and that. But this just demonstrates, where are you investing your time and your energy? It's fun to watch you guys behind the scenes. Dreams, I've seen you built that studio. I see you got the gym in the garage that you and your lady are getting after it. And
yes, sir. Everything I got, I built, man.
It's inspirational. I love it, man. I really love it. So like we do, we always leave you with an experiment. This one, we're going to keep it pretty simple. You know I love talking about inventory. So ask yourself these questions. And if it takes you time to think about it, that's okay. But like, consider finding something new, and it could be so small. So what we said was, what's something you're interested or currently fascinated with? Number two, best investment under $1,000 that has increased the quality of your life. Maybe just take an inventory of like, wow, sometimes just being grateful that you had the ability to purchase whatever this is. Like, it could be an Instant Pot. It should be an Instant Pot if you don't have an Instant Pot. throw in some chuck roast in there. Let it slow cook. Make it like barbacoa, you know?
Get your time back.
number three, new business that you're investing or would invest in. Just think of some ideas. And maybe you want to actually invest in something. Maybe you want to invest in yourself. Think of yourself like a stock. Mm. Like, would people invest in you with what you're doing right now? Would you invest in yourself? Is your stock going up? Is the stock going down? What's the trajectory like?
I like it.
Number four, relationship tip or lesson. Look for one. If you don't have one, try on one of the ones that we said, or maybe this is your time to think how you could enhance the relationships, be it family, friends, or lovers. It's worth investing in. And then finally, call your shots. It's like a goal. If you say, I'm going to hit this, tell some people about it, rise to the occasion. We believe in you. No, I believe in you. And until next time, this is the Manhood Experiment.
Boom.
Hey, what's up? This is Big Dreams. Thank you for checking out today's episode of The Manhood Experiment. If you like today's episode, please subscribe and give us 5 stars. Not only does your feedback matter, but it helps us to connect with others just like you that find value in our weekly episodes. So subscribe, share, and speak with your friends and family about today's episode. And most importantly, take care of yourself, keep growing, and join us again on the next episode of The Manhood Experiment.